I see.
But I have a friend.
But I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into, oh, I know, I know, I know the master of the way. Oh, I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the
way. Oh, sometimes I sow,
sometimes I sow, like an eagle to the heights above the peaks, my soul can be found.
An unexpected storm,
an unexpected storm may drive me from the heights, brings me low, but never brings,
never ever brings me down.
Oh, I know, I know the master of the way.
I know my blessed Redeemer.
I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of
the way. Oh, thank you, Lord. I know, I know, I know the master. Hallelujah.
I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the rain. I know the master of the way.
One more time. I know, I know,
I know the master of the way.
Oh, Elohim,
Elohim.
Worship you, Father. Elohim, Elohim,
Elohim,
Elohim.
How we long to worship you.
Lord, we come today.
Lord, we come to you.
Bye. Unseen hand that is constantly holding us. Oh, that reality, Lord. Father, today, Lord, we are looking to the unseen, believing, oh God, as we've spent the day in here, you will feed us, oh God, that unseen manner, Lord, that Holy Ghost. Father, Lord Jehovah, fill us with your Spirit. Speak to us, Lord, this day we ask. Be with us, keep us, comfort us now, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing. The Comforter has come.
Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, where you may be. Christian town. Proclaim the joyful sound to come. Comforter's come.
The Comforter.
The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise giving. Oh, spread the tidings round. Wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. The long, long night is past, the morning breaks at last. The hushed, the dreadful wail, the fury of the blast, as o'er the golden hills, the day advances fast. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise giving. Oh, spread the tidings round. Wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. Though the great King of Kings, with healing in his wings, to every captive soul, the full deliverance brings, and through the vacant sound, song of triumph rings. The Comforter has come.
The Comforter.
The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise giving. Oh, spread the tidings round. Wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. Oh, boundless love divine, how shall this tongue of mine to wandering mortals tell the matchless grace divine, that I, a child of Adam, should in his image shine. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round. Wherever man is found, the Comforter has come.
Hey, sing. We believe the good report. Amen. No, it's nice when you teach your children to sing. No, we sing every night before we sleep. We worship. So all the children will be worshiping. You are Alpha. And then Joanna just looks. You'll be worshiping. And she goes, baby shark, doo 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 doo. You see, because that's all she knows. So we will look, we say, hey, which way are we going now? It's a new song leader in the house. Sing that song. Sorry, Saints. Sing that song. I believe a good report.
I believe a good report. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Outer court. Oh, glory be to God. All on Jesus' side, on the altar sanctified. Sin I've died. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have passed the ribbon veil where his glories never fail. Yeah. of the blood. Oh, glory be to God by the Spirit, power and life. I am living day and night. Glorious place so bright. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am pastoring in veil, where His glories never fail. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. I am living in the presence of my King. I am past the outer court. Hallelujah to the Lamb, which did once God's light conceal. Oh, glory be to God.
God has brought me.
Thank you, Lord, by the holiest place so clean, where there's dead to self and sin. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am pastor in veil, where His glories never fail. Hallelujah, I am living in the presence of my King. I'm within the holiest place. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I am pastored in a field. Oh, glory be to God.
I am sanctified.
Thank you, Lord,
by the power of the blood.
The Lord is my abode. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am past the riven veil, where His glories never fail.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of my King.
Amen. Pure heart. Hallelujah. When I came this morning, I was so sick. I said, Pastor, pray for me. You've prayed for me before. But you know something? There's a frequency. I hope one day Brother Eli will pick it up and preach it to us. There's a frequency that you can hit. And that frequency is what created all things. When you hit that frequency, you just feel better. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's sing that song, A Pure Heart. That's what I'm longing for.
A pure heart. That's what I long for, a heart that follows out after Thee.
You are
a pure heart. That's what I long.
That's what I'm longing for, Lord.
A heart that follows out after Thee.
A heart that I do,
so that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided, one you rule and reign. A heart that beats compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship that rises from your throne.
I want a pure heart.
A pure heart.
That's what I that's what I'm longing for, Lord.
A heart that follows on after Thee.
A pure heart.
A pure heart. That's what I
that's all I'm longing for, Father.
A heart that follows on after Thee.
A heart that hides Your word.
A heart that hides Your word. So that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided. One You rule and reign. That beats compassion, that pleases You, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship heart I long
That's all I'm longing for, Father, Lord Jesus.
A heart that follows God after thee.
Oh, make me a pure heart. That's what I'm longing for, my Father.
A heart that follows out after thee.
A heart that hides your word.
A heart that hides your word. So that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided. While you rule and reign. That pleases you, my Lord, that sweet aroma of worship rises from God's throne.
A sweet aroma of worship and rises. Love him.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Amen. How many were blessed this morning? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We thank the Lord. The Lord is good. He's full of love. Amen. No one can live without Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
We thank the Lord that he always come in the midst of his people according to his promise. He stands always in the midst of his church. Amen. And we thank the Lord, he's here this afternoon also. Praise God. Before we read the word, let's have a word of prayer now. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, grace, that has given us the privilege, Lord, to come to your presence again. Lord, you spoken to us this morning. Amen. And how, Lord, we see you. Oh, you never prayed for yourself. Oh, your life was always spent for others. Amen. And how, Lord, you have been making intercessions for the transgressor. Lord, we say thank you. We bless you. Amen. Lord, this afternoon also, we know you are here, O God. Because you promised, Lord, to continue with your divine work through your bride until the last one comes in. So, Lord, this afternoon we surrender to you, God. We humble ourselves to you, Lord, this afternoon, God. Seeking that, Lord Jesus, you give us grace, Lord, to hear your word of life, your word of grace. Grant us a heart, a pure heart, where, Lord Jesus, your word, O Lord, will find a place to God. So Lord Jesus, as we read your word, you are the author of it. You are the teacher. Lord, take your word and minister them, Lord, into the hearts of your people. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 As we are still standing, let's just stand to the reading of the word. It's going to be a teaching service at teaching service in the afternoons is not all that good. But don't sleep. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let's read from Revelation 3. We shall read the 4 and 5 verses. Revelation 3. 4 and 5. So you get 3, 4, 5. Let's hear the word of God. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Amen. Heavenly Father, We thank you for your word, O God. Now, Lord, as we sit at your feet, Holy Spirit, Lord, bring your word, O God, all your word of life into our hearts, Lord, this moment. We ask this grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? If you remember last week, our pastor was preaching on the two books. And it just prompted me because I had already started this lesson, the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. See, there had been a number of teachings on this particular subject. But we thank the Lord we have a prophet. Amen. Who gives us the true revelation of every word. Praise the Lord. Because God had already promised us that at the days of the seventh angel, when he begins to sound, all the mysteries of God will be finished. So he holds the truth for our day. Amen. And so, as this afternoon, we all heard, oh my, I really see how the Lord, God is God of love. Amen. God of love. That Jesus lived a life that he always prayed for others. Praying for others, my. And his whole life was spent for you and me. Amen. Making intercessions all the time for the transgressor. That's what we heard this morning. My brother, when the pastor was preaching that, my mind went to what the prophet talked about. You see, he has spoken a lot about the love of God. But I remembered one in the book when he was preaching that message on Hebrews. So I went this afternoon to search for it. Let's just listen. The prophet said, could you imagine before there was even an earth? I'm talking about the love of God. Said, before there even was an earth, before there was a light, before there was a star, before there was anything, that there was a great fountain going forth. Oh, amen. There was a great fountain going forth. And out of this fountain came the most pure love. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Said, out of this fountain came the most pure of love. Cause there was nothing for it to come out from. But what? But love. Amen. Nothing can come out from that great fountain. But what? But love. Then the prophet said, now we, what we call love today is a perverted love. But just as we get an essence, a little bit of that God's love in us, he said, it changes the whole of our opinion. Amen. Amen. Changes your opinion about your brother, about your sister. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. The love of God. Amen. Amen. Brethren, God loves us. Amen. God loves you, God loves me. Amen. That's why he said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And he said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. That is love. The love of God. Amen. And from the scripture we just read, the verse 5, he said, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Amen. This is a powerful statement, my brother. Amen. It shows that God has the power to remove someone's name from the book of life according to the counsel, according to his own counsel. Amen. So in the message books, the Church of Sardis, let's hear what the prophet said here. See, as I've said already, there have been different kinds of teachings, but we have a prophet who gives us what? The true light over every word that people are struggling about. The prophet said the possibility of the removal of the name from the record of God deserves more than a casual study. For up till now, most students have merely drawn a conclusion that God places the name of those born again within the Lamb's book of life at the time of their rebirth. That's how some people teach. Amen. That the moment, Stacy was baptized and given her life to Jesus, then God will write his name in the book of life. Amen. Or that when you do something wrong, then he takes off you. No, sir. The prophet said, this is 100% opposite to what the word of God actually teaches. Amen. So he said, at the very start of our study, let us know this. There is not one scripture that teaches that God is presently compiling a record of names. This was all done before the foundation of the world. Amen. Amen. The book of life. And so, from what I studied from the prophet's message, I found four different groups. Amen. Amen. Those whose names are in the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world. The prophet said, under no circumstance that those people, their name will ever be blotted out of the book, the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Wouldn't you be part of that group? He said, there is one group, my brother. Their names entered into the Lamb's book of life and said there is no circumstance ever that their names can be blotted out from the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Because you could see that those people, they have what? They have passed from death unto life. Praise God. It is the foreknowledge of God. So he had already predestinated them to conform into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. No one, nothing can take their names out from the book of life. Amen. And then there's another group that their names are there, but they will be blotted out. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then there's another group that their names are there, but they will go through the white throne judgment to be given what? Life eternal. Amen. And then there's another group, their names weren't there at all. Amen. So when I studied, I got these four groups. One, their names there can never be blotted out. The prophet said, under no circumstance, their names will be blotted out. And others, their names there, they'll be blotted out. And then the third group, their names are there, but they will go through the white throne judgment, and they will be given what? Eternal life. And then the fourth group, their names are not there at all. So we will start. Don't sleep. We will start. Maybe try to find where you are, my brother, my sister. In the four groups, so don't sleep.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. So let's start with those people whose name were not there at all. Let's read Revelation 13, 4 and 7. And my brother, you see something. That was the time of the great tribulation. And that time, where is the bride? The bride is already gone. Amen. So let's look at Revelation 13, 4 to 9. What happened after the bride had gone? And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. We know the beast is going to rule that time. Eh? And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Hey, my brother, you see the kind of worship when the bread had gone? You see the kind of worship? Do you want to? You want to stay here?
No.
There is going to be a worship, and that worship is, oh, who is like unto the beast?
Hallelujah.
Oh, who is able to make war with him? The kind of what? Worship that is going to be. Verse 5, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue for 42 months. That's 3.5 years. Amen. And now listen, verse 6. And he opened his mouth to blaspheme against God. My. To be here, listening to all these things. Open his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Oh, yes, sir. I could see the beast, see, preaching. Said, those people in heaven, we are going to destroy them. And then they will say, hey, who is life under the beast? Oh, praise the Lord. Who can make war against him? We will destroy them in heaven then. See, I see some of them have gone. They thought they think they have escaped. We will reach them. Then they will just say, hey. But that's what, oh, yes. I'm reading from the Bible. Oh, praise the Lord. See, they blaspheme against God, blaspheme against his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war against the saints. Which saints? The foolish virgins that weren't able to go into the rapture. My brother, my sister. Giving power to what? To make war against the saints and to overcome them. Already you know what will happen that day when the great tribulation. You know what happens. That you can't. You see, until you have the mark of the beast, you never feel comfortable. They will chase the saints. Those who still will try to. Because, my brother, if we come here and we see that half of the church is gone, and maybe that day I'm going to preach. Then I come here and the whole. So, Brother George and them, they've gone already. Because I will know, we will know. If you don't go, you will know that the rapture already taking place. And that is the time. Now we will gather ourselves. Hey, brethren, what are we going to do? What are we going to do now? The beast will be searching for us. Because already he knows our address here. Praise the Lord. We have to find a place to hide and be just praying. And they'll be looking for, they'll make war against you, my brother. Do you want to live here? Do you want to stay here? My brother, don't be like what? The foolish virgin, huh? Amen. Because it's not going to be comfortable here. Praise the Lord. Amen. They will search for you. That's what the scripture is saying. They will make war against the saints. And to overcome them. If only you take their word. Their mark. You see, I always said it. When I was in Italy, I was saying this thing. You see, even in back in Ghana, many places, you see that these are our brethren, their churches, when they build their church, they'll build a very huge edifice attached to the church. Meanwhile, when you enter the church, some few people, you understand who the place where I'm talking about. I don't want to mention them now, you see. Praise the Lord. But you know what I'm saying? They build huge edifice. Just in line. So I was telling the brethren when I was in Italy, I said, look, that place, you see the mighty, mighty buildings. What's it there for? We enter, there is no one living in there, just the priest and but meanwhile, over there, they distribute oil and rice. You see, this is the beginning of everything. I was drawing the attention. You go there, when I went to Italy first time, the brethren there said, oh, brother, every Saturday, we go, they call it Caritas. We go to Caritas, you get free rice, free oil, free this, free that. So I follow them. So we went. But before they will give it to you, you have to register with your picture. They take a snap you and give you a card. I say, okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. You see, it is all these things are preparing as preparation to all what is going to happen. My brother, is the truth. Amen. They came back with oil, rice, or whatever. You see, my brother, and the whole thing is working perfectly. Amen. Those big houses, what are they used for? That's where they are going to store the food. Praise God. And so, let's go on. So, verse 8, that tells us, he said, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. That's the beast. They shall worship him. Those whose name are not written in the book of life. Sorry. Oh, give me something small, please. So, verse 8, it said, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him as the beast, whose name are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Amen. Now you see that group? Those who will be on earth here. He said, their names are not what? Their names are not written in the book. Amen. Those who will be worshiping the beast. Their names are not written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Verse 9. Then he said, if any man have an ear, let him hear. My brother, anytime you see this word in the Bible, in the scripture, It's a great warning. You know, you remember all the messages to the seven church ages. It always ends with, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And here he said what? If any man have an ear, let him hear. Amen. Let's look at another scripture, Revelation 17:8. And the beast that thou sawest and is not, that sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. Amen. So we see that group, their names are not written in the Lamb's book of life. Not at all. And when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is, that is true. Praise the Lord. Let's look at another scripture. Revelation 20. 12 to 15. And I saw the dead, small and great. That's the white throne judgment. And I saw the dead and the small and great stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead, as everyone will be raised at that day. So the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to his works. And death and hell were cast into the lake fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So you know, those whose name were not in the book of life, straight away you know your destination. That lake of fire. Amen. My brother, I believe all of us, our names were in before the foundation of the world. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at the another group. Those whose names were in the book of life, but they had to come through. Praise the Lord. They had to come through the white throne judgment to be given what? Eternal life. You see, because of time, that's what I'm just breaking everything without any comments. So let's turn to Matthew 25, 31 to 40. Now he said, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Amen. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. See, this is some Then some of the teaching, the people teach that these are the true believers. Amen. It is not so according to the prophet. Amen. He said, I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, Jesus will be pointing to you and me. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. The least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Amen. Verse 37 called them righteous. But listen to what the prophet said. He said, but this righteous will not be the bride. For the bride sits with him in judgment. Amen. By that time, we are seated with him in that white throne judgment. So these people are what the prophet said. They are not heirs to anything. They share no throne with him. Only giving what? Life. Amen. Then the prophet said, people like Nicodemus and Gamaliel, you see, they stood for the children of God in times of trouble. Praise the Lord. I quite remember one time when back in Ghana, I was preaching on something like this. And there was one brother who was a clearing agent. In fact, in Ghana, if those who were doing work, those who have companies doing clearing agents work at the harbor in Tamar, they were very rich people. Amen. Yeah, Brother Mike's father is one of them. Amen. They were really rich people because they really can manipulate and get real money. So one of our church members was also a clearing agent, and he had weakness. Very, very kind brother. Can give, just give. I mean, when he sees you are in trouble, he will just come and support you. But very, very weak about women. Praise the Lord. He could not overcome. So one time when we were preaching about this, that those who do good, that day they were. So I could see his face just brighten up. So already he thought that if I don't make it to prayer at all, I'll be part of. Amen. I could read the whole thing from his face. Amen. So when we closed, I called him. I said, hey, when I came to that place, I saw your face brighten. He said, don't put your trust in that place. Eh? Try to go on the rapture. Amen. And he said, how were you able to? I said, yeah, I saw it on your face. Amen. You see, so don't bank yourself that, oh, then, if I can't go in rapture, let me be doing good. So that day I'll be counted as one of the sheep. At least I'll get eternal life. My brother, don't count that way. Amen. Amen. Count to be in the rapture. Amen. count to be in the rapture, because if you fail here, definitely. See, when you go in the rapture, is that the second death had no power over you. Amen. The second death had no power over you. But all those who go through the white throne judgment, oh, yes, it could be you had to go through what? You had to go into what? The second death. Amen. So, let's look at those who names were blotted out. I should have read a lot from here, what the prophet said. But let's just a little about, then we will stop. And maybe next week, if we are able to arrange, we will continue with it. Praise the Lord. So, now coming to those whose names were in the last book of life, but was blotted. In this one, Judas Iscariot will be prominently featured. Amen. Yes, he will be prominently featured here. Amen. But before, let us look at an Old Testament story about what God pronounced a judgment when the children of God denied God and worshipped another God. Amen. Now, in the first place, do you know that Dan and Ephraim, they were the children of Jacob. Amen. The children of Israel. But their names were blotted out. We are going to look at that. And always I just want to say that one of my son is called Daniel. So that name, Dan, it's different Dan and it's different Daniel. Amen. But normally we try to shorten. Is the world that shortened Daniel and make it Dan? No. Daniel never let anybody call you Dan anymore. It's Daniel. So my name is Daniel. Amen. Different Daniel, different Dan. Praise the Lord. Now, Dan and Ephraim, they lost the vision. See, they were named among the children of Israel. But the final, the problem that I like that statement. But in the final, where it mattered most, when God was going to seal 144 tribes from the 12 tribes, Dan and Ephraim were not among. Amen. Now, let's quickly look at the children of Jacob. Do you know that the children of Jacob, they come from four different women? Do you know it? That they came from four different women. But most of the time, people teach that they come from both only Leah and Rachel. But four. Please give me that, listen, so that we look at it. Give me that table. We look at as the 12 sons of Israel. So the sons of Leah were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. So, Rachel had no child. And already Leah had what? Almost five children, and you could see, women, always, they were sisters, and yet, that kind of what do you call it, two women marrying a husband, they call it what, rivals, they were rivals, so Rachel could not bear all the taunts and everything that was she was going through. So she gave her handmaid, Bilhah to Jacob. And so they had Dan and Naphtali, that handmaid of Rachel. Oh, by then, Leah had already, his womb is closed. So when he saw that, Rachel had given a handmaid to Jacob, I also give my own to Jacob. So he gave Zilpah also to Jacob. And she also had Gad and Asher. And then before God opened the wombs of Rachel for him to have what? Joseph and Benjamin. And so the 12 children of Jacob, they came from 4 different women. Take notice of that. I'll try to finish at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock is okay? Or it's too late? Huh? Okay. Amen. Okay, let me just come to where God pronounced that judgment. Amen. It will just take up just about 10 minutes. Amen. Now, in the wilderness, the children of Israel sinned against God. This thing, the pastor has been preaching it just quite recently. They sinned against God. When Moses was called onto the mountains to the presence of God, the people put pressure on Aaron. Aaron, Moses are kept too long. Make us what? A God that we will serve and forget about that Moses. Maybe even he has abandoned us. Amen. And the pressure was on Aaron so much as a pastor was preaching, he made a golden calf for them. And let's read something from Exodus 32:25-26. When Moses returned to see the people naked, And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side?" Amen. Oh, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. Amen. And all the sons of Levi gathered together and came unto him. The Bible says that very day about 3,000 men perished. 3,000 men perished. Amen. And then Moses had to go back to the Lord to plead, to intercede for the people. Amen. And this very morning, Pastor quoted that very verse. Amen. And Moses returned to the Lord and said unto all, these people have had, people have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if would thou... Oh, that's 32, 31, and 33. Yeah, 31 and 33. Yeah, 31 to 33. Yet now, if thou will forgive their sins, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book, which thou hast written. Amen. See? Interceding for them. And the Lord God said, now that's the pronouncement. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Amen. Whoever will sin against me, him will I blot out of my book. So God pronounced that word, that judgment. Amen. And my brother, why they were in the wilderness? We all know. They did many things against the Lord. They provoked him many times. But all the times he forgave them. But the time when they made another God, my brother, take notice of that. That's what Moses said, a great sin. Amen. They provoked him many times. Many times he forgave them. But the moment they made another God and even proclaimed, this is the God that brought us from what? From Egypt. So let us worship him from that day. God never forgave them and pronounced this judgment that I will blot your name out from my book. Amen. See, my brother, if you deny God, definitely you have to what? Take something else. And that's what God will ever. The judgment that he has proclaimed here, he will never change it. And that's what, when next week we come, we are going to follow. Through why Dan and Ephraim, their names were blotted out. Because of this word here, this judgment that was passed. Because they did the same thing when they had what? Had gotten their inheritance. While they were in the land, they did the same thing again. Amen. So my brother, let's watch these things. Amen. To denounce God. To denounce the Lord. My brother, that takes something very great. That's what the prophet said. Our smoking and all those things, they are all attributes. Amen. But this is what? Sin unto death. When you put God aside and take unto another thing else. So that is what God has spoken. And as he has spoken, my brother, my sister, it stands perfect. Whoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. My brother, we thank the Lord. Next week, Lord willing, when we meet again, we will continue with the book of life. Then we will come to the real believers whose name can never, oh, praise the Lord, can never ever be blotted out. Oh, yes, sir. I love that. Amen. We will come on that. And that meanwhile, we thank the Lord for what he has given us throughout the morning that we came here. Oh, the Sunday schools upstairs and down here. They were all wonderful. The word that came, it was so great. Amen. So as the musicians come, we would like to sing, When the Savior Calls, I Will Answer. I'll be somewhere listening to my name. Oh, you will be listening to your name also. Oh, praise God. So the musicians come as we sing that song, and we hand over to our pastor. Amen.
For my name,
oh yes,
in my Imagine a savior who's wept like Jesus did over Jerusalem. Yeah. Imagine the intercession of Jesus for the transgressor. Despite all of that, despite God so loving the world, despite grace reaching out to a person, despite God himself crying out to a person, and a person can still harden themselves. A person can still turn their back on truth, reject light, and go so far to have their name blotted out of the book. You really understand, like I've been saying these weeks on the Great Judgment Day, friends, no one's going to be able to point any finger at God. Amen. And say you weren't fair in what you did. Because what more could he do? Like we said on Friday when there was the fig tree and it wasn't bringing forth fruit. Yeah, and then the owner said, cut it down, it's no good. And somebody made intercession and said, no, just give it one more year. Let's try to water it. Let's try to put some fertilizer again. Maybe there'll be some fruit. That's the nature of God. When he looks at the world in the days of Noah, and it's so evil, violence, he says, Noah, I won't destroy them. I'll give them another 120 years. And I'll send Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and he's going to build an ark on top of a mountain where there's no rain as a witness of what's coming. And he's going to stand in the door of that ark for 120 years preaching the same message of an oncoming judgment. Friends, God is gracious. But people sometimes receive the grace of God in vain. Paul says, we trample on the blood whereby we were saved. We count the blood an unclean thing. Now the Lord comes and delivers you and his spirit cleans you up. And then you harden yourself against him and go back. Oh, friends, don't do that. His grace is wonderful. But there comes a time when he has to judge. To be righteous, to be God, means every sin that's not atoned for will have to be judged. And friends, it'll be a fearful thing, the Bible says, a fearful thing. To fall into the hands of the living God. Because when he came in judgment on Mount Sinai, and there was thunder and lightning, even Moses himself, he had been in the presence of God. But he said, I do exceedingly quake in fear. And the people departed from the mountain because it was no more mirth. There was judgment. There was thundering and lightning. And the voice and the sound as a trumpet. And the people said, Moses, please don't let us go near that. Rather, you go and speak to God and come and tell us, because we'll be consumed, friends. While there's blood there, while there's still a Savior interceding for you, cast yourself at his feet. Seek his mercy. If there's still grace dealing with your soul, you're a privileged person, because there's many people that have sinned away their day of grace. And even in their souls today, they have no desire. But friend, if there's the Holy Ghost is dealing with you in the deepest calling, respond to that deep. Let's bow our heads there. Saints, if you desire to be remembered in prayer, whatever situation that you'd be in, why not raise your hand to the Lord?
Hallelujah.
And say, Jesus, oh, I know there's mercy still there, because there's mercy. Something is still moving inside of my soul. Lord, I still have a desire to do what's right. That's why I know there's still mercy available for me. Heavenly Father, we look unto thee, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord, how we would desire, Father, that every one of us, if you could just allow us to see beyond that curtain to the judgment day. Even as the song says, there'll be weeping and there'll be wailing when the lost are told of their fate. They cried to the rocks and the mountains. They prayed, but their prayers were too late. Father, if you were to just allow us, like you took your prophet down into the regions of the lost, just to see what it's like. And when he came back, how he cried out and said, God forbid that any mortal being would go to that place. And he said, if you're listening to this message, turn it off now. Get down on your knees and set your life right with God. Oh, Lord. And then we think the other way, that eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, what you have prepared for those that love you. And how your prophet told us it's going from one extreme to the other, from, oh, Father, Lord, one extent to the other. And Jesus, it lays in our hands upon this day. For there's blood that's still speaking for us, Lord. Father, there's a Savior who makes intercession upon our transgressions, Lord. There's the Spirit of grace that still comes through the Word to speak unto our souls, to convict us, to warn us, to tell us not to go in the path of the foe. But Father, it's up to us, Lord.
Yes, Lord,
that great transaction inside of our hearts. What will we do with this blood of this Jesus called Christ? And Lord, Father, how we just want to apply it fresh upon this day, upon our hearts, Lord, to say, Lord, wash away every guilty spot and stain, Lord.
Amen.
Father, deliver us from the evil one,
Amen.
Lord. Let us not be tempted, Lord, by the snares of the wicked one, Lord. Father, his intent and his malice and his evil and where he would desire to take us, Lord. Father, let no one that's here, Father, consider going down that way. But Lord, I just ask and pray that you'll just deal in grace with each and every one of us upon this day. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the message that shows us so clear. Father, Lord, to see, Lord, these things. May you bless your servant upon this day. Bless him for his faithfulness in ministering your word, Lord. And Father, bless your people in every need, Father, that's represented by hands that are raised. We just ask of you that you'd minister grace. Lord, that as we'd go from this place, that you'd watch over us, that you'd bless this week, Lord. That, Father, you'd put strength in us. Give us traveling mercies upon this day. Bring us safely home, Lord, we'd pray. Put strength in us for the week that lays before. Bless the musicians. We thank you for them, Lord. Father, bless everybody who's been at the post of duty upon this day. And Lord, we don't forget upon this day to come before thee to pray. Father, thinking even now, Lord, of Father, this one and that who's been caught by the world. And Father, we don't see them. We haven't seen them for a while, Lord. And Father, we just desire to speak their names in our hearts before you even now. To ask of thee, Lord, that you just restore them back, Lord.
Amen.
And how we would rejoice to see them back in your house. Bless us as we depart, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Saints, let's sing one. Thank you so much, Bro Max. God bless you, bro. Amen. Let's sing one more as we dismiss. God bless you, saints. May the Lord bless you this week. May it be a wonderful week. In Jesus' name, amen.
I dreamt that the great judgment morning had come from the tribunal.
Oh, yes.
I dreamt that the nations had gathered to judgment before the white throne. From the throne came a bright shining angel that stood with the land and the sea. Good for the answers to heaven, that time was no longer to end.
Oh, what a weeping,
and oh, what a weeping, and a weeping, and the lost were told of the fate. They cried for the rocks and the mountains, they prayed.
Brother, far from the
Savior to thee, risking your soul for the things that he came. Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul?
What would you?
What would what would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? Mercy is calling you, won't you give in? Master, dear Savior, tenderly bear. Risk not your soul, it is precious indeed. What would you give in exchange for your soul? What would you give? What would you give? What would you give in exchange for? Should call it away. What would you give in exchange for your soul? More than the silver and gold of the earth, more than all jewels, thy spirit is worth. God the Creator has given it. Give in exchange for your soul. Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? What would you?